Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Ken from Kent is. Ken, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Kent. Or Ken from Kent. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Okay, goodbye.
For those playing at home, Ken will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep, let's go.
What is the 2-letter abbreviation for pound?
LB.
Yes. Which famous tennis star shares their first name with a planet? Same name as a dance. What is the international radio code word for tea? Who played Robbie Hart in The Wedding Singer? What branch of science studies the properties and behaviors of matter? In what decade did Alaska and Hawaii become states?
40s, 50s,
60s. 50s, yes. Steve Allen was the first host of what talk show?
Late Show?
No.
Pass.
What is the main characteristic of a nimbus cloud?
Puffy.
No.
Pass.
Living on a Prayer and It's My Life are songs by what band?
Bon Jovi.
Yeah! Just in time to get 3, Ken.
Oh.
I wanted to help you. I really did. But it's not allowed.
Oh, well.
Steve Migs, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
You got coffee. You got stress ball.
I you know what? I need to use it. Stress ball.
Give it a couple
seconds. Coffee
squeezes.
Hasn't been working, so maybe the stress ball will help. I've not done well at Beat Migs today.
Well, we'll see about this one. Are you ready?
Okie dokie.
What is the 2-letter abbreviation for pound?
LB.
Yes. Which famous tennis star shares their first name with a planet?
Venus.
Yeah. Same name Williams. As a dance. What is the international radio code word for tea?
Tango.
Yeah. Who played Robbie Hart in The Wedding Singer?
Adam Sandler.
Correct. Which branch of science studies the properties and behaviors of matter?
Physics.
No.
Physiology.
No.
Biology.
No. In what decade did Alaska and Hawaii become states?
What decade?
Yeah.
90s.
No.
80s.
No.
70s.
No.
60s.
Steve, no.
50s.
50s,
40s.
Yes. Steve Allen was the first host of what talk show?
The Tonight Show.
Yeah. What is the main characteristic of a nimbus cloud?
Main characteristic of a nimbus cloud. The color.
No.
The density.
No.
Brightness.
No. Living on a Prayer and It's My Life are songs by what?
Bon Jovi.
Yeah. What does a nephrologist specialize in when it comes to your organs?
The smell.
No.
The age?
No.
Color?
No. Steve Miggs, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a win.
Let's go.
6-3. Sorry, Ken from Kent.
All right. That's all right. Thanks, guys.
Take care, Ken. I'm the best. I'm the best.
Is it like usability?
No. A nephrologist specializes in kidneys.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was not tracking.
The branch of science that studies the properties and behaviors of matter is chemistry.
Chemistry.
Alaska, eventually you got Alaska and Hawaii became states in the 50s. And the main characteristic of a nimbus cloud is rain.
Oh,
those
okay.
are the rainy ones.
Well, here we are.
Seattle's finest.
Yes.
The Daily Migs Show.
We are doing Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena with Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, and we would love to see you there. You can grab tickets at KISW.com. Treat yourself because you deserve it. We are playing fantasy football here in the studio.
Yes.
We're playing against the men's room. We're playing against a couple other stations in the building, and we're not doing that great, but let's find out just how bad we're doing with our commissioner, Mike Hawk,
from the men's room. My goodness, you all look fantastic this morning.
Don't we?
We did.
My heavens.
We lost a stupid fantasy football bet against your show, and all morning long, we are wearing these beautiful wigs. Dave looks ridiculous. He's a ginger emo boy.
I know. I really don't look much different.
I'm about to say, like, yours actually looks very fitting, man.
Mike, thank how you. About you describe how we're looking?
So we got Danny there behind the wheels of steel. He's rocking a red Mariners cap and a ginger. He's kind of like Carrot Top if he straightened his hair.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Steve
is the nicest thing anyone's ever said to Danny.
Now I'm a little jealous.
Steve Miggs, another Mariner fan in the building. With the headphones on, it looks like your camera crew for them if they hired straight off the street. They just went out there on the corner. Edgar and Dave said, hey, can you run a camera? Come on in here. Let's get it done. Taryn, love you. You look like you run the front of a high school reception desk.
Oh, I feel like I could be a Karen, not a Taryn.
You look like you might want to talk to a manager.
I do want to speak to the manager with these feathered bangs and this kind of mullet thing happening in the back.
You're right. You definitely teach kindergarten, and you're probably going to send back whatever you get at the restaurant.
See, and I was thinking Rizzo from Grease.
Oh, that's nice. See, I got Riz.
I was thinking slightly younger Golden Girl.
Okay.
It does feel very Golden Girl-esque.
Right?
Yes.
The hair feels like maybe like this is like the origin story of Blanche.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Before she...
Blanche's origin story.
Clearly, we don't care about fantasy football.
No, not enough.
Hey, you know what? You're a show of your word, and I appreciate that.
What if I just wear this Mariners hat? It's a Mariners hat with long hair attached. I can't remember which player it was for. It was a giveaway that they had.
Oh, Ben Gamble.
Was it?
Yes. I believe it was Ben Gamble.
But what if I just started wearing this all the time and didn't acknowledge the fact that I really don't have hair?
Oh, that would be amazing.
I would like that.
Out and about, everywhere I go, I'm just always wearing this Mariners cap.
Every event.
I keep adjusting to this. Like looking at you with long hair. The more I will look at you, the more I'm adjusted to it. And I like it.
I like your hair as well.
You've oddly hidden the rest of your hair, Taryn. So it's starting to morph as well. It's getting wild in here.
You look great. How's our fantasy football team looking?
Well,
Mike?
It was
not as great as us.
It was a hard-fought week. I will say that the men's room did manage to beat Eric Powers, who continues to sleep on his team with his two top starters not playing.
Is there a way, has he touched his team in weeks?
Do I know? I'm not positive. However, I see no reason to believe that he has actually touched his team since he drafted.
This is a weird thing to say, but the next time I see him in the urinal, I'll ask him.
He is 100% surviving on Christian McCaffrey, who continues to just dominate for him and not get injured like I want him to.
Did you ask him if he wanted to play, or did you just sign him up?
I did, and he was like, yeah, I got time for it. Yeah, no problem.
I haven't seen him in weeks. Are we sure he's still with us?
Wow.
No, like, did he go to another country?
Oh, okay.
Or...
You know, I don't know.
I feel like I hear him and Doug just talking
loud. He's on vacation.
For you guys, though, you played against the Morning Wolf Pack.
Oh, boy.
Who, unfortunately, did wake up a little bit. And in spite of Malik Nabers being on their team and on the injured reserve and gaining no points, you guys did fall. However, they did an incredible job. If they had done what they were projected to do, you guys would have beaten them by about a point. However, they exploded. They went from a 140 point
when they exploded
to a 185.
Come on, Damn it, Gabe.
So Gabe. She knew it, man. She had the inside track on
Gabe?
All of them. It was Gabe. 100%. Oh, it was Brock Bowers is back. That's what it was. He was projected to do 13 points. He got 43.
Yeah.
There's Drake London. Okay. Supposed to do 15. He did 38.
So, you know what? We have to just take the L. It is what it is. But did we have someone playing every position this time?
Nobody was left out of position.
All right. You guys got positive points on everything.
That's
well
a moral
done.
Victory. That's, right. That's a moral right. victory.
Well, we're going in the right direction, boys.
Guys, the Seahawks were back. So, of course, yes. Our team was back.
That's right.
That's fair.
And honestly, so here's another moral victory for you guys. Again, they go with the efficiency of the managers and how well your lineup is lined up. You should have played this person instead of this one that's on your bench. You guys got the number one team. You were the most efficient team this week.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Getting 140.7 of the 141.7 that you guys could have possibly have gotten.
We're going in the right direction.
Yeah.
So well done.
Moral victory.
So please tell me we play Eric Powers next.
Let's see what you guys got next week. Side note, you guys lost to the least efficient manager, which was the Hungry Wolf Pack.
Yeah.
But next week, it will be the men's room taking on Gabe and the Wolf Pack.
Good luck.
Featuring Daily Mix taking on Eric Powers.
This is our game, boys.
Justin's our game.
We got this.
Watch, Eric Powers decides to start playing fantasy football, and we get crushed.
He's already projected to beat you guys, so
no.
Just waiting to be made. Don't worry, there's a tight end or two that needs to get taken onto the bench from you guys.
Is he projected to beat us without players in his lineup?
Yes.
Oh, Danny,
but
what
then
is
again,
happening?
It's just the one. It's just Joe Burrow, who is currently on IR. He's got other people. He's got other people that are questionable, so it could happen.
I know that Thrill's son, he's really the general manager of your team.
Of course.
Is there any chance that we could get Thrill's daughter to take over our team?
No. Yes, but you wouldn't have better odds.
Oh, man.
Unless you were playing me, in which case she would then just bring her A game. But everybody else, I don't think she'd put up too much effort.
Somebody's got to come in last.
I have yes. Thank you, Commissioner Mike Hawk from the men's room.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, we've got the hookup on tickets for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. And that is happening Friday, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett with Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, and more. You can call 206-803-ROCK right now if you'd like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for Hook or Shook.
The game with absolutely no integrity.
We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have tickets to see Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday on the line. And that is happening Friday, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett with Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, and many more. We've got Mark hailing from Tukwila this morning playing the game. What's up, Mark?
Hey, yo, what's up, fellas?
We're going to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with me or Steve.
Where is the wheel going to end up? It seems like it's pretty weighted to T-Dog, but let's find out.
I know.
Will it be T-Dog this time or will it be me? Ask and I shall receive. Mark, it's you and me. Let's win these tickets.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Mark, here is your clip.
Well, that's Shinedown, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
You want to hear it again, Mark?
Need one more time.
And let me know if you need a hint.
I probably need a hint on the song.
Okay. You know what? It's not your first opportunity, but it would be your...
second opportunity?
Okay, you got that first part. What's another word for opportunity?
Second chance.
Woo!
Got it.
Nice. Although for the longest time, I thought that this was the Halley's Comet song. I was just like, oh, the song's called Halley's Comet.
That's the underground name.
Yes, for us OGs. That's yes. That was the working title.
All right, Migs, you did great on that first one, helping Mark out, but this is your clip.
Is that Three Doors Down? When I'm Gone?
Mark, congratulations. You just scored yourself some tickets to Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday.
Sweet. I wanted to go to that. Thank you, guys.
It's going to be so much fun. We can't wait.
I'm looking forward to seeing all the bands do it acoustic.
Yeah, unplug them things.
Who are you most excited to see right now?
Honestly,
it fluctuates for me.
I think it's got to be the Pretty Reckless.
Yeah.
I mean, Taylor, she's just got such an incredibly powerful voice, and I cannot wait to hear it with no plugged-in instruments.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
I mean, I keep... You know, right now, it might be Mammoth. I've just been seeing so many interviews with Wolfgang and just hearing some of the newer stuff. I was never, like, a massive Mammoth fan. That sounds strange to say that way. But I wasn't, like, you know, like, obsessed about his music. But recently, I've been listening to his newer stuff, and I've been digging it a lot. And I also just love his attitude.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when he's being asked about, like, stuff from his, like, you know, with his Van Halen, with his dad and things along those lines. And it's just, like, just seems like a pretty good dude. And I know we met him for a half a second. He was nice, so.
He's the coolest.
So that makes me want to go check them out acoustic as well. And he's incredible, like, just an incredible guitarist.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you haven't won yourself tickets, you can always get yourself tickets at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we've talked about anything this morning that you feel compelled to talk to us about, you should call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Foo Fighters. All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat about, but we are checking in with the Rockaholics right now, and it's brought to you by Pendergast Law. Call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today or if you have something on your mind that you'd like to discuss with us. And the number is 206-803-ROCK.
And we're getting a bunch of text messages about the money that people are spending over the course of a year for non, like, you know, bills and necessities, like luxury items. And so the one that seems to keep coming up the most, but I'm pretty blown away because this person sent us a dollar amount, is the marijuana.
Ooh.
Pot shops. One person just shared that they spent a ridiculous amount of money over the course of a year at their local pot shop. Said, super sad, but I've easily spent about $300 a week there. How much do you think they spent over the course of a year?
I don't know how to do the math on that. 300 times 52.
Well, I don't know if this is what it equals out to, but $10,000. He said, I probably spent $10,000 in a year.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a lot of
weed, impressive.
Man. Yeah, I know. But who am I? We all have our thing.
I thought my husband was a frequent flyer at the pawn shop, but that takes the cake.
What? And how much do you think he's spending in a week?
I don't know. We get some gummies and we get some hybrid, you know, maybe some pre-rolls. I mean, he probably gets out of there. It's probably $60 a week.
Do you notice when she talks about weed, all of a sudden her voice starts sounding like Brad?
Yes. I'd say like $60 a week probably.
It's a lot, man.
It is.
Let's check with Brad and see what he has to say about that. Oh, he must have just ate one of those edibles.
Totally. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. Billy is in Longview, Texas. And Billy is remembering that yesterday we were talking about bluegrass. And Billy, you want to weigh in on the bluegrass chat?
Billy.
Hey.
What's going on,
What's
man?
What's going on, man? Yeah. So yesterday I was listening to y'all play bluegrass music.
Yes.
And it reminded me of a group that my father-in-law turned me on to. And the name of the band is called Hazy Dixie. They do all kinds of bluegrass mixes. And one of my absolute favorites is Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg.
Dude, that's funny because a couple of the songs that we played yesterday were from Hazy Dixie, which I think at first they were known for their AC/DC covers, and then they eventually realized, oh, we should do other ones, and they do like a whole bunch of different kinds of artists and different genres.
I love it.
I should try and find the Hazy. They were the ones who did Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, that was a fun one.
Yeah. They've done also like Thunderstruck, I think, as well. But they're pretty funny, those guys.
I love that you're, I think you're becoming a bluegrass guy, Steve.
Yeah, if they cover songs I like. I'm not going to just start listening to random bluegrass. Like, who's your favorite bluegrass artist?
Billy Strings. Yeah, and there's also Green Sky Bluegrass, Yonder Mountain String Band, you know.
So they went from AC/DC to now covering the Village People. I'm not going to let you do it.
I'm doing it a cappella. YMCA.
Danny, please hit a button.
Yeah, all right.
The Daily Mix Show.
Starbucks rolled out their new holiday cups today, and nobody cares. The only thing they care about is the newly viral barista cup instead.
Yeah, it was crazy. Coach Mike McDonald of the Seahawks had this to say about it.
Bro, I really don't care.
Crazy.
Well, we found a listener that tried to get it first thing this morning and is going to give us the scoop. We're going to chat with them at 9:50. It's a big day.
Huge day.
Starbucks has rolled out their new holiday cups, but no one is talking about those at all. Everyone is talking about the new barista cup instead, which is a bear-shaped cold cup, and it has a little hat with a lid coming out of the beanie.
Yes. And it's pretty adorable.
It's going to cost you $29.95.
But earlier we got a text from someone who said they already tried to get it, and they got there first thing in the morning and had no luck. And I believe we had that person. Was it Kristen?
Kristen!
Good morning.
What's up, Kristen? So you tried to get the cup?
I did. I normally go through the drive-thru on my way to work, but this time I parked and went inside, and I used to work there, so I know the baristas, and they told me someone was there right when they unlocked the doors and bought them already.
How many did they buy?
Apparently, each store is only getting like two, which
is ridiculous.
I know. Like, this cup went viral, and then they only send a couple to each store.
So you're saying that if we go to Starbucks later today, there's chances are at zero that we're going to get one of these bear beast cups.
Sounds like it.
Kristen, over the course of the time that you've been an employee of Starbucks, a fan of Starbucks, have you gotten your hands on any of the other special things that they've ever released?
Yeah, I used to be in charge of doing the holiday setup. So, like, you work till 2 in the morning getting the store all ready and getting out the merchandise. If there was something I knew I really wanted or my kids or something, I would come right when we open and purchase something that I knew would be gone.
That was my question. I was like, you said there's two available for the public, but I'm starting to think that maybe, just maybe, one of the employees kept the rest.
It's an inside job?
I wouldn't be surprised.
That happens. Oh, we're getting the tea now.
Okay. We need to start an investigation.
So do you think the public's going to have a complete meltdown over this?
I've already seen TikToks of people that are upset about it. Like,
Nice. Like
they might have created a viral cup, but now they're going to get some backlash, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. Wait till we go there later today. We're going to create some chaos, right, Danny?
We're flipping tables.
We're knocking over all the cups.
Yeah, I'll look for your TikTok, Danny.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
We are in the Thanksgiving spirit, so much so that we have a limited edition Daily Migs Show Thanksgiving t-shirt with proceeds benefiting the Washington State Food Coalition, available in the Rock Shop at KISW.com. So go get yourself one while supplies last.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Well, the Seattle Kraken last night got their butts handed to them. 6-1. Not a good showing against the San Jose Sharks.
No, that's when I turned it off, was when they scored the sixth goal. And I woke up fully expecting that they maybe would have scored more because they were just on fire.
Yeah, it was like 3-1. And I was like, I dozed off. I opened up my eyes and I was 6-1. I'm like, what are we doing? No longer in first place. And with that kind of performance, maybe you don't deserve to be. This could be the wake-up call. It's very early in the season. But still, in other hockey news here in the Pacific Northwest, the Seattle hockey team for the PWHL, that's the Women's Hockey League. There were rumors about what their team name was going to be. Well, they officially released it just a few minutes ago. They had a big video package that they put out with their star player Hillary Knight narrating it. And well, here it is.
From the glaciers to the sound, we push through limits with mounting force and momentum. We gather strength with each drop of rain, each bead of mist, each flake of snow, a cascade of energy, an abundance of power shaping the land, sweeping forward as one, unceasing and relentless. The Great Northwest.
Just tell us.
Forged by nature, unstoppable by will.
What's it gonna be?
We are the Seattle Torrents.
I wanted to see what the actual definition of torrent was, and it says a torrent can refer to a violent stream of liquid.
Okay, I like that.
Now I'm in.
That sounds naughty.
Yeah.
Give us that violent stream of liquid. Now you can think of a different name.
Oh, God.
That is not appropriate on the air. And I don't always necessarily click on those thumbnails. Sometimes it catches me by surprise. Somebody on Twitter was like, could we just kept PWHL Seattle? That sounds cooler. I guess we'll get used to it. Anyways, their season starts November 21st, taking on the other expansion team, Vancouver, with their first home game happening at Climate Pledge Arena on November 28th.
Woo!
Let's go.
Torrent. A man in Florida was arrested because he really had to use the restroom. And
You gotta go.
He went into a grocery store bathroom, but the bathroom was being used by another person. And so he pulled a knife on that person because the guy wasn't leaving the stall fast enough. Nobody ended up hurt, but the guy's name was Alfredo, and he is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Oh.
Yeah. I guess that's frowned upon.
Sometimes you just gotta go so bad. You're just like, look, I'm gonna shank someone if I don't. Somebody just texted saying, well, what's the name of the Vancouver team? Do you know what the name is? See if you like this one better. The Vancouver Golden Eyes.
No.
I don't like that one either.
Golden Eyes?
Like the video
Bond
game?
Yeah, like the big James Bond fans in Vancouver.
I love the video game. I don't know about
that. I don't like it.
Their identity draws inspiration from the birds. It's a bird? I guess a golden eye is a bird, guys. The bird's speed, strength, and precision. Reflecting on the spirit of British Columbia.
Okay.
I was hoping for the Vancouver Timbits, but you were not going to go with that.
No.
Oh, well. Well, good luck to the Torrent as they take on the Golden Eyes. These sound like bad Little League team names, like when you let your toddler name your team. I think we could have done better.
Yeah, we didn't workshop this enough, I don't think.
I feel like they did. That's the problem.
They just didn't ask us.
I'm still going to root for the team. I'm excited to see the PWHL, especially Hillary Knight. She's one of the best that has ever played when it comes to women's hockey. It'll be pretty awesome to see that she's part of our team.
Well, and let's not forget, when we first revealed the Kraken, people were extremely disappointed. Then they didn't like Bowie.
Well, speak for yourself. We loved it.
But I was on board with that. But
we're the tastemakers. Danny and I know what's up when it comes to hockey team names and hockey mascots.
You guys have the pulse on it.
What the hell's the mascot going to be?
A violent stream of liquid.
Like a little squirting mask.
Oh my God, Super Soakers on the ice.
Here comes Squirty. No?
No.
Too soon? Let's move on. Thursday night football happening. The Denver Broncos take on the Las Vegas Golden Eyes. No, the Raiders.
Oh, no.
Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 56 degrees, going to rain today. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.